Welcome to this set of CDs on trusts. Before the presentation starts, I would just like you to hear a few words from Brian Dorlis, Chief Executive of the Society of Financial Advisors and past Technical Manager of the Sun Life Group.
The subject of trusts has always been a tortuous one. I've been involved in advising in this area for well over 20 years now, and seen many published works on it, ranging in general from the fairly complex to the downright incomprehensible. It's refreshing, therefore, to hear Terry's audio, which sets as its main aim to explain the concepts associated with trusts in as simple a fashion as possible. The narrative is given in a clear and concise manner, which could be understood and enjoyed by anyone. Terry's book, Trusts, A Practical Guide, complements the CDs, and it seems to me to be an excellent mechanism to set a beginner in the trust field out on the right road to learning what is necessary to cover the groundwork. It would also, I'm sure, prove extremely useful as a preliminary work to study when embarking on a course to lead to a professional qualification, in which trusts is an integral part of the syllabus. This series of CDs will also prove particularly valuable to those who are looking at the specific uses of trusts in the field of financial services. I've actually known Terry O'Halloran for more years than I care to remember, and in that time the one lasting principle he's shown me is that he cares deeply about the financial services industry and about giving his clients thorough and proper advice. In undertaking the creation of these CDs, he brings this attitude out in his ways of explanation with his liberal use of verbal illustrations and case studies. This makes the narrative interesting and meaningful to the reader. I wish Terry well with the series and his book, which is a second edition. I understand the first edition was a complete sellout. I'm sure that this will be just as successful a venture. By the way, I understand that his seminar on trusts is also on a double video.
Welcome to this audio application of Trusts, A Practical Guide. Trust complexity requires simplification. The uniqueness of financial services trust application is left until later in the presentation. First, we look at a basic insight into the subject matter, which is a colossus in financial planning. Yet it is most underused and a misunderstood mechanism by many. You can use this audio on its own or in conjunction with the book Trusts, A Practical Guide, or you can use it in conjunction with the video Trusts, The Seminar. In any event, this audio will provide you with a valuable and complete insight into how to make the resources of trusts work harder for you. Trust skills. Many people are apprehensive of the use of trusts in any number of circumstances, and some argue that they're right to be so. Trust is a very emotive word. It implies integrity as its foremost principle. If we trust someone, then we have utmost faith in their ability to do whatever is expected of them. In effect, we put our lives in their hands, and if not our lives, than our possessions. More importantly, we put our faith in their integrity. Trustees are people who control other people's property and have a legal responsibility that transcends everything else in life. They are responsible for taking the set laws, that's the person creating the trust, the set laws wishes, and enacting those wishes with regard to, and for the benefit of, the beneficiaries that the settlor specifies, in a specific and prescribed manner. The settlor places property, physical or notional, into a metaphoric box, locks it, and hands the key and the box to the custodians, the trustees, who are trusted individuals or legal individuals.